Happy New Year! I can't believe the Earth is 2024 years old. I'm kidding. Jesus. Anyway, welcome back to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on a dying planet. I'm Sydney, and man, am I glad you decided to join me today. This episode will be one of reflection, so let's journey back in time to the very beginning of GOE. In November of 2021, I recorded the trailer episode of Guilt of Existence in the backseat of my Subaru Forester because I didn't want any of my family to hear me. From there, I went on to record the first three episodes sporadically throughout 2022. 2023 rolled around and I decided, well, I better try to get my crap together if we're gonna do this. So here we are. Now, I consider myself to be a bit of a dabbler, meaning I jump into an interest and I do that for a while before jumping into another new hobby. Once in a while, I circle back to hobbies, but sometimes they're completely abandoned. And when I reflect back on this, I realize that some of those abandoned hobbies were just not for me, but others I actually enjoyed. So why didn't I stick with them? Thus revealing my struggle with consistency. So, I was worried that when I started this podcast, it would be yet another thing I'd do for a while, then abandon. But in the early stages of starting, I saw a statistic that may or may not be accurate that said that if a podcast reaches 14 episodes, it's likely that it'll continue on. So, true or not, I decided that 14 was what I was going to shoot for. For the first part of the year 2023, I was on track to reach that goal by November. Then my dear dog Cricket died in May and the wheels fell off the wagon. I entered a very difficult season of my life after he was gone. I let myself be influenced into buying trendy stuff I didn't need. I stopped caring about my health and started acting in ways that were harmful to myself and ultimately the environment too. But I guess that's what can happen when we experience grief, right? I feel like we enter this sort of limbo where we're not really ourselves because a part of us was lost right alongside the thing that we're grieving. But after a few month hiatus, I decided to come back with an episode of GOE on my experience with environmental guilt while dealing with the loss of my pup. And from there, I kept going. So that makes this episode 14, and I'm really freaking proud of myself for sticking with it. You know, despite things going less than smoothly at times, even if I'm the only one who knows what Guilt of Existence actually is. I think this is a testimonial for myself that I can freaking do stuff and I can be consistent. So, good job, me. Thank you, me. You're welcome, me. Moving forward, I see some changes being made to Guilt of Existence. Now that I know that I can do it, I built that consistency, it's time to start tweaking things to improve the quality of the podcast. Something I want to incorporate periodically throughout this year is a small update-like segment following my experience with self-care to save the Earth. If you haven't listened to that episode on it, check it out. It's all about prioritizing our health and how that can help us help the environment. I don't know how exactly it's gonna go, but I want to keep you updated in case anyone else is participating in self-care to save the Earth, and I don't know, maybe we can collaborate with how this is going. So anyway, I started Guilt of Existence during a time in my life where I was feeling very guilty about being a human and contributing to the chaos that humans are causing the natural world, thus leading to the creation of my first episode, Existential Environmental Guilt. I started with an approach that was equal parts, I need help and I need to help, because I personally struggle with environmental guilt, and I assumed others do too. But since then, I've read Liz Gilbert's book, Big Magic, in which she pleads the reader not to do our creative endeavor simply for the sake of others, but instead to do it because we enjoy it, which seems like a no-brainer. But I think many of us who are out here trying to create something, whether it's art or music or a podcast or whatever, we're convinced that we need to be contributing something useful or good to the world, or else we shouldn't be doing it at all. So instead of creating what we want to create, we tweak it and make something that we think others will see as useful. But in reality, Liz Gilbert God, her name's not that hard. Liz Gilbert. She explains that the work that is created out of our own personal desires ends up being much more fulfilling and potentially even more influential than if we created something with the sole intent of it being helpful. But let's pause there for a second, because even if you create something and it's not influential, who gives a crap? You don't owe your creativity or potential to anyone. So if you want to create something that by society standards is useless or ugly or repetitive or annoying, then by God, you can do just that, because there are no rules. We put pressure on ourselves as if there are rules, but there's not. There are no rules. As long as whatever you're doing is not harming anything. If you want to create a magnificent piece of absolute junk, like a cringy podcast that nobody listens to, then rock the frick on, my dude. We all like to ask the universe what the meaning of life is, but surprise, there's no default meaning. It's up to us to find meaning, and your meaning might just be in that piece of junk that you create, if only you allow yourself to start creating. This is the approach that I want to take moving forward with Guilt of Existence. And I'm really looking forward to carrying it into 2024. For anyone who has taken time to listen to the Guilt of Existence so far, please know that I really am very appreciative that you decided to spend some of your valuable time with me. It really does mean a lot. So I hope you continue to come hang out in 2024. So I don't know. I think that's it for this episode, guys. We'll catch you next month. Until next time.